Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me in America, not as always, but this week is Akiva Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Is Florida part of America?
I mean, unfortunately, yes.
Florida is Florida like the emblem of America? Like, I don't know if Florida is like the... Remember when we were kids, everyone called New Jersey the armpit of America? And there aren't a lot of Jersey jokes anymore. Florida really, in the last 15 years, like, took the reins as, like, the, you know, the national embarrassment. Like, so if New Jersey used to be the armpit of America, what state do you think could take Florida's reign as the national embarrassment now?
Well... So my wife and I actually were just discussing this a couple days ago. Like the term armpit of America is a very regional thing. So you said everybody used to call New Jersey the armpit of America. Well, everybody where you grew up, which was in New York. But I've heard of Cleveland as the armpit of America. I've heard of Detroit as the armpit of America. I've heard of Wisconsin as the armpit of America. So I think it's very much wherever you live, the place next door that you don't like is the armpit of America. But I agree with you that everybody agrees today that Florida is certainly the strangest, most disturbing part of America, which might mean it is the most American part of America, honestly. I mean, we hate to admit that, but...
Yeah. Right. I mean, think of it. It's like where Trump goes to, like, actually have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's like where Casey Anthony's riding an alligator.
Yeah. And also, you have all parts of America because the northernmost part of Florida is the South.
Yeah.
And then the southeasternmost part of Florida is, you know, basically New York.
Yeah.
And actually, if you think about it, it's almost America just flipped over. So.
Yeah, I think I was telling my in-laws and my wife, who, like, is from here, that it's the only place in the country where there's no regional dialect, right, is South Florida. There's no accent. There's no South Florida accent at all.
Yeah, well, because all the New York transplants sound like New Yorkers. And, yeah, the southern, yeah, everybody sounds like where they're from.
Right. Nobody's from South Florida. Everybody is from a different place, I guess.
Okay, so you were telling me about the armpit of America. Or no, I think we're done with the Florida conversation, right?
We should probably just start again. Yeah,
whatever. All right, so the point is, you're in Florida. It took you half an hour to figure out the technology in Florida, but you're in America. And we'll see each other next week in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, but not St. Paul.
I don't think we're going to St. Paul. There's no reason to.
I think so.
Garbage. Garbage city.
It's such a tight amount of time that we have so much to do. I'm already nervous.
Yeah, way too much overscheduling has been done. That's
we did a lot of overscheduling. Two baseball games is probably one game too many. Two podcasts. I mean, I guess two podcasts, one baseball game probably would have made sense.
Yeah. How about we not have another podcast talking about this trip because we've done it like 15 times.
Okay. Yeah, people are probably sick of it.
Yeah. By the way, I've been begging you to talk basketball forever and you pushed off. And I happened to notice on iTunes that our NBA free agency podcast was by far the most popular one in the last like 4 months.
Well, it goes by recency when you look at iTunes. So that always has the five bars. So in 2 weeks, you could tell better than...
Okay. All right. So we'll have to wait and see. Okay. And that podcast was obviously before the Kawhi, Paul George stuff. You know, I'm hesitant to discuss again and redo our power rankings because if we do, then Russell Westbrook will be traded in 2 days.
So. Well, I don't think Russell Westbrook's going to really shape... Like, adding Kawhi automatically makes you a playoff team and automatically makes you a contender.
Russell Westbrook isn't going to make you a champion, but if he joins like the Timberwolves or the Pistons, they definitely jump five spots or more.
Of course. Absolutely. But it doesn't seem like it seems like his most likely landing spot would be Miami. So what does that make them? Like instead of the eighth seed, the sixth seed at best?
No, it would have a big effect on Miami also, I think, you know, but, all right. So we'll wait. We'll put a pin in discussing the NBA until like October when it's actually NBA preseason time. How about that?
Fair.
Okay.
Put a pin.
It's the All-Star break. Can we talk about baseball or we'll talk about baseball at the baseball game next week?
No, we could talk about baseball. I noticed that the
You're
home
just
run
not
derby
interested because the Mets have been so bad.
The Mets are bad. We are going to not only are we seeing them twice, but I asked the kids if they wanted to go to the Marlins game Sunday, forgetting that it's a Marlins Mets game.
Yeah.
They all did say no, so I don't think we're going to go. No one in my family really likes sports or cares about what I want. So I don't think we're going to go. But I think the home run derby has completely taken over the All-Star game to a degree that even, let's say, the slam dunk contest never took off over the NBA All-Star game because I was on planes for – I was on a plane for the whole home run derby. And I could just – all I had on Delta was, like, WhatsApp and messaging. And I still could, like, tell how exciting it was, even without Twitter or being able to watch it. The home run derby last night, I was reading through Twitter, the All-Star game. I was reading through Twitter. I fell asleep because I was jet lagged at like 9 o'clock. I didn't have it. I read through my entire Twitter from last night, and I didn't know who the MVP was or who even won the game. There was not one All-Star Game tweet on my whole timeline.
Yeah, when I was a kid, All-Star Games mattered much more. In 2019, there's no All-Star Game that matters at all.
When I went to Camp Morishaw, like when I would go to camp every year, the thing I would miss the most was like, I can't believe I'm never going to be able to see the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
And then when I got older and I wasn't in summer camp anymore, I didn't watch the All-Star
Game.
Now,
part of it is when we were kids, it was literally impossible to see any team play other than the team playing your local team.
Yep.
I guess the Cubs because of WGN.
Plus, like, seeing a Met versus a Yankee was cool. Seeing a Cub versus a White Sox was cool.
Yeah. And now, you know, between, you know, social media and MLB TV and things like that and all sports.
I do think interleague play, you know, really ruined the set. Like, we're going to a Mets-Twins game, you know, like the hated rivalry.
I've been to Mets-Twins games before, or I've been to a Mets-Twins game before.
I was trying to think, do you think you've seen all 30 baseball teams play?
No, I haven't seen most of the NL.
I've been to half the stadiums, but, you know, obviously 99% of the baseball games I've been to are Mets games, which means it's almost always, especially when I was younger, it's almost. And when we were younger, didn't they always play against? No, the Mets always played the Yankees, but they didn't always play against the East versus the East, I don't think.
Interleague first started, you're saying?
Yeah, when it first started, was it always
East? When it first started, you only played your one rival team.
Right. That's true. Everyone got a rival team. Okay. Right,
so I'm trying to think of teams that I can't say for certain that I've seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember. It doesn't mean I haven't, but I don't remember ever seeing a game involving the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. I've been to their stadium. So I've been to a lot of the AL stadiums.
That's the only team I definitely have not seen in the AL. In the NL, you know, I'm trying to think the only teams I've seen the Braves in the World Series in 1991, obviously.
Oh, you told us.
And I've been to a Nationals game. I've been to Mets games. I saw the Brewers when they were in the AL. And I'm not sure if I've seen any of the other NL teams. I think I was at a Padres-Mets game once. Oh, I was at an Astros. Oh, but the Astros in the AL now. So that's it. So I don't think I've seen most NL teams play, actually.
Yeah, the only thing, like, I was thinking, like, I've never been to, I've never been to Houston, so it's possible I've never seen Mets-Astros, but then they were in the NL. So there's really very, and I've been to the Angels, I've been to the Rangers. I think I've been to the Yankees-Mariners, so I don't know. I think I've seen all 30 teams.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I know in football, I've never seen the Cowboys, because I've seen the Jets play every team but the Cowboys.
All right, well, speaking about football. It's July, which means it's the time of the year when you start to think about fantasy football. And I'm a member of my longtime fantasy league that dates back to high school that has been discussed on this podcast before. And it turns out
You were famously the I don't want to say Trump-esque because you're competent, but you're like the Putin-esque dictator of.
Well, except that I quit. I'm no longer the commissioner.
Dmitry Medvedev.
But exactly. It's a little similar.
No, it's a lot like Putin, where like he let Medvedev take charge, but he's really running the show.
In some sense, it's like that. I'll admit it. But the main way I stepped off is like trying to coordinate the draft exact time was so frustrating that I said I'm out and I'm done. But that having been said, so we need one new member, and we were talking to you about joining, and you had a better idea, which is you want to make an AYFFL 32 fans reality contest.
Yes, I think that if people are interested in joining your football league, I'd say like the bullet points are it's not a standard league. It's a complicated two quarterback league with a salary cap.
The rules aren't that complicated. It's two quarterbacks and it's an auction. It's not that complicated. We don't like include weird stats or
anything. But it's not all I'm saying is it's not a standard league. Like there's a salary cap. There is no keepers, which I think is very helpful for a new person joining, right?
No keepers, correct.
It's a pricey-ish league, right? I think it's somewhere between $200 and $300.
Something like that. I mean, but if you divide that by the amount of time you spend on the league, it's like
sure. And you could also have a shadow co-owner or an active.
No,
co-owner.
We could. Yeah, so we could allow two people to take over a new team. We could have co-owners.
So the only thing is, if you do want to join Chester's league, you do have to go to the draft, which is somewhere in the New York, New Jersey area. Although there's a barbecue, it's a fun thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will have the draft probably Labor Day, which is September 2nd, most likely that day. Yeah. Not 100% certain, but and it will be in the New York City metro area. So you have to be at the draft live. So if you're interested in joining this league and you can be at the draft that weekend, then let me or Akiva know. And then in the next week or two, once we have between zero and whatever many people interested, we'll determine exactly.
Right. If there's one person interested, they could probably just join the league pending your approval of that.
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, it, just like you need league approval to acquire a franchise in any other league, you know, it will be if the league votes against the person who wins our contest, then, but you know, but hopefully choose somebody who will be competent. So, yeah. So if you're interested in joining the
That'd be fun if we had like five people and we could turn into like, you know, because we still have a few weeks till the 32 previews start. So,
yeah. Now, again, I think the biggest threshold is you got to be able to come to New York. So, but if you're interested, let us know. Mm-hmm. But you got to be a pretty serious fantasy football player, you know.
And you have to be willing to deal with Chester's tyranny and also like an unending WhatsApp group of nonsense, I think, right?
Yeah, the group chat is fierce and intense and never ends.
Are you allowed to be in the league, be a serious owner, but not participate in the group chat?
I mean, there's a couple of people who do that, but it's sort of...
Who never participate?
You know, whose participation is inconsistent. But here's the thing. Like, if you're not going to respond to trade offers, then don't even bother joining.
No, but that's not being serious. I am separating trade offers and like some lunatic's, you know, take on AOC, I think is like different than...
All right, so that's another segue. So speaking of lunatics, I happen to be on iTunes. I know it's 2019, but I happen to be on iTunes, and which is how I saw sort of the popularity of some of our recent episodes. And I saw that a couple of months ago, we got a 1-star review.
Oh my gosh. We had only had 5. I stopped checking the 32 fans reviews. I usually check Robin and Q for the podcast.
We have mostly 5s. We have a couple 4s, 3s, 2s. We got a single 1. Now, the reviewer, his name or her name or its name is, or their name, you know, I don't know what pronouns they prefer, is Eurotrash67.
Okay. It should be Eurotrash66, like the devil, or 69, but fine.
So Eurotrash67, by the way, you can click on their name in iTunes and see all the reviews they've given. And spoiler alert, Eurotrash only gives 1-star reviews.
Oh, okay, fine. So my feelings are no longer hurt.
Yeah. So Eurotrash, should I read the review from Eurotrash?
Please, yes.
This is a great podcast. They can make any random subject worth listening to, and I would give it 5 stars, even though they have huge cultural blind spots with anything non-American. They wouldn't know a hot take if it smoothed a silk sheet for them. Is that a European expression? I never heard that.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah. It's funny because I would say like they don't know anything that's not like modern Orthodox Judaism. That would be accurate too. Not, but American, that's giving us too much credit.
And this is before I think we had our Champions of Europe podcast episode.
Yeah. We're all about making inroads into foreign markets.
Eurotrash 67. Hopefully, if you're still listening, you must have loved that. Let us know if you're Eurotrash 67.
Oh, first of all, Euro? I thought you said you're trash. It's Eurotrash?
Euro.
Well, then obviously they're European. Their name is Eurotrash.
Yeah, I know they're European. That's why they're complaining about our American bias.
Yeah, that's absurd. Yeah. Okay. You should be happy.
Let me continue reading. So the reason for the 1-star is they need to sort out the audio. They need to sort the audio out, which, by the way, if they knew how long it took to get today's episode going.
I disagree. This is an unmonetized podcast. We don't have to fix the audio.
Some of the mic issues and pop filter issues are such an easy fix that they need to devote only 1% of their energy to audio quality and then spend the other 99% making their lists and other trivial content, such as a bracket of team mascots and which would win an MMA tournament. So, Eurotrash. Mm-hmm. Despite you're giving us a 1-star review, I'm going to give you what you wanted today. So I have prepared a bracket, an MMA-style bracket of the...
I did not know this was coming.
Yeah.
I did not know this was coming.
I spent a lot of time on this, all 120 teams. And I don't know if we're going to go through all this on the podcast because it would take a long time. But I did an NBA bracket, an NHL bracket, an NFL bracket, an MLB bracket. Then I took the 4 winners of that, made a Final Four. I did a whole thing. I did a lot of research.
So how many do we have? 16?
I did all 120.
But how many do I have to do?
Oh, well, we could do this however you want. I mean, so I started with the NBA because we're in NBA season, by which I mean the NBA offseason, which is the most
important. Well, let me ask you a question. How many teams have mascots?
Every team has a mascot except for like 4 or 5 total across all the sports.
The Yankees don't have a mascot.
So the Yankees do not have a mascot now. However, the Yankees did have a mascot, Dandy. Yankee Doodle Dandy. He was a bird. He had a mustache.
Okay.
So for a couple,
you counted him?
For a couple of teams, if they don't have an active mascot, I use their former mascot. Now, the Dodgers have never had a mascot. Okay.
So classy.
Yeah. So let me tell you the team.
Literally, their nickname was the Bums, but they're classy and they can't have a mascot.
Yeah. So the only NHL team with no mascot is the New York Rangers.
All these New York snobs.
Yeah.
The only
and the way football, well, football, I know who doesn't have cheerleaders. That's the Giants, the Bears, and the Steelers.
Yeah. So now the Steelers, of course, have Steely McBeam. So the only baseball team with no mascot at all ever is the Dodgers.
Okay.
The only football team with no mascot is, oh no, there's three. There's the Packers, the yeah. Giants, and the classiest of all franchises, the Washington team, who we can't even say the team name.
They don't have a mascot because it would be too racist.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad. Yeah. It's good for and then the NBA, it's the Lakers and the Knicks. So yeah, New York has to get out of their own asses with their no mascots. But
seriously, we got the Islanders who have like that fisherman's gnome guy.
Yeah.
That's not their mascot, but
so I made the brackets, then I played out the brackets, my own opinions, which are the correct opinions, of course. But
okay.
You're gonna chime in. You're gonna tell me who you think should win each one.
Okay, but can you like do you have pictures of them for me?
Yeah, well, I have it on the bracket. So you want me to share these brackets with you?
Yeah, but is it a filled out bracket with your decisions?
I will share the non filled out ones, obviously.
Yes, share the non filled out one.
Okay. All right. So let me figure out. I'm going to try and do this on.
I did not know this was coming. I was not ready to rank mascots based on their strength.
Yeah. All right. I'm not exactly sure how to do it on Zoom, which is what we're using to record this. I'm just going to email them to you. Okay.
Yeah. Email it to me.
Okay. Now, the pictures are pretty small because I had to fit them. So,
but what about if a team has two mascots? Like, I famously stand.
Some teams have two, three, or even four mascots, and, you know, they can tag team. We'll discuss that.
Yeah.
It's of two. There's two schools of thoughts because some would argue that if you have two mascots, you have zero mascots that cancel each other out.
But that's not true. Like, Mrs. Met does not harm Mr. Met. Mrs. Met adds to Mr. Met.
And I got news for you. Mr. and Mrs. Met ain't doing too well in this tournament. But
I'm not going to have Mr. Met lose. So we should have had a third person here.
Okay. Well, and we can – it's not how good of a mascot it is. It's this mascot anthropomorphically if it was in a fight to the death.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to vote against Mr. Met. I don't think
Mr. Met is a person with a giant head with baseball stitches on.
Yeah, a giant head. How are you making him tap out? I guess maybe easily because he's got such a big head.
Well, yeah, well, all the people are not doing well because, you know, most animals are stronger than people. But
That's interesting.
Now, the NFL one, I think I had started filling it out before I remembered to save a blank version. So I just saved the NFL. But we'll start with NBA.
Don't worry, I'm not going to be swayed by your awful opinion.
Okay, so
can you send this stuff to me?
Yeah, I just emailed them to you. So we're going to start with NBA, and if you like it, we'll go to the other sports, and we'll see how long this podcast lasts.
All right, give me the first matchup while I get this up.
So I did it based on the seedings of, you know, how the teams performed on the court this year. Okay. There's 32 there's only 30 NBA teams, so the 1 seed, the Raptors, and the 2 seed, the Warriors, get byes, of course. So we'll start with the 16-17 matchup in the NBA. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the 16 is the Detroit Pistons mascot. His name is Hooper, and he's a horse of some sort.
By the way, you did mess up because Zach Lowe loves these mascots so much, I think it would have been realistic to get him on this podcast.
All right, so I did mess up. Sorry.
Zach Lowe would have been here for this.
By the way, if you Google, you know, list of mascots, there's a Wikipedia article for every sport. Like, Google list of NBA mascots, and you'll see a picture of each one, so we can do it that way. But we're starting with Hooper, the horse for the Pistons, and he's going against Hugo the Hornet, who is a hornet. So obviously, I mean, this one's pretty clear-cut, right?
Yeah. The hornet stings the horse, and he dies.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to upset.
All right, okay, fine. Okay, so the horse advances. All right, now let's go to the 9 versus 24. The 9 is one of only two people mascots, and now the only one because the Vikings, Ragnar, the Minnesota Viking, his contract ran out in 2015. He demanded a raise. The Wilf said, go jump in a lake. So Lucky Leprechaun, who's an actual person, the only actual person mascot left in the Big Four sports. So he's in a lot of trouble. He's going against the 24. Which is the Mavericks. They have two. They have Champ and Mavs Man. Now, Champ is another horse. Mavs Man is basically, it appears to me that Mavs Man is like, either it's a body, it's either like a body outfit or a full body tattoo. Either way, whether it's the full body tattoo or a bodysuit of a basketball. But anyways, you got a horse and a guy with big muscles against one small little Irish guy. So I think we can agree here as well, right?
It's tricky. First of all, like, who knew that a Maverick even is a horse?
Well, a Maverick is not a horse. But there's a lot of teams who their mascot is a different animal than their own team. And in some cases, a lot of teams are inconsistent, which is why if we were...
Well, this is a really good question. Who wins in a fight between a man and a horse? Like, this is an MMA fight, so there are no weapons, right?
unless the mascot comes with his own weapon, which in a couple cases he does.
Interesting, because a person with a big knife will probably beat a horse.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if that's true, but it doesn't – here. The Mavericks have a guy
and
a horse.
Does the horse know it's in a fight? That's an important question also.
Yes, yes. The animals are fighting to the death. That they know. They have their regular intelligence.
You're in trouble. Because if you could sneak up on the horse, it's
like
game
over. And again, the Mavericks have a man and a horse. The Celtics only have a man.
Yeah, but I only want to fight one. Anyway, the Mavericks beat – the Mavericks win.
Yeah, all right. So far, we're good. All right, now we got the 8 versus 25. Now, the 8 is the Utah Jazz, whose mascot is Jazz Bear. Now, he's a bear. He's a grizzly bear. Not exactly sure why. But then again, I'm not exactly sure why a team that plays in New Orleans is called Jazz. So they're going up against the 25 seed, which is the Wizards mascot. His name is G-Wiz, and he's some kind of soft, furry, lovable monster.
Yeah, he's not. I don't know if he's going to have a lot of I think size should matter a lot in this, because in the octagon, it's very important.
Oh, like, of course.
Conor McGregor would get destroyed by like the 11th best heavyweight, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and especially, I mean, bears, grizzly bears are like, and you'll see they're doing very well in my tournaments. Like, bears are like the most fearsome animals, I think, when it comes to like actually fighting to the death.
I already think I know who's going to win.
All right. Okay. So is Jazz Bear beating G-Wiz?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jazz Bear is murdering G-Wiz.
So we're all in agreement so far. So that's good. All right. Now we got the 4 versus 29. The 4 seed, and this is not a bad one, I think. The 4 seed for the Nuggets, Rocky the Mountain Lion.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup. He's a tough out, Rocky the Mountain Lion.
Yeah, but he's in trouble because he's going against the Suns, the Gorilla, who's just known as the Gorilla. That's how famous he is.
Yeah, I do think this is two Final Four teams meeting early, the Lion versus the Gorilla, but I think the Lion is the king of the jungle for a reason. I think Lion beats the Gorilla.
A couple things. First of all, this is a mountain lion, not a plains lion. They're smaller.
True.
I did a lot of research. Yeah. Second of all, lions are the king of the jungle, but they're not. They're the king in the same way that, like, King Robert Baratheon in his later years was the king. They're just fat and lazy. They just sit there. It's the female lions, actually, who do all the work, and the mascots are always male. They always have the full beard. And also, if you've done the research, as I have, the lions never fight one-on-one. A lion cannot beat almost any animal one-on-one. Lions hunt in packs. 4 or 5 female lions go together. The lionesses team up, and they're smart. But in this battle, it's one. So I, you know, to me, the gorilla, it's a great matchup, but Rocky the Mountain Lion is fallen here.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, there's other lions, so we'll let the gorilla go through here, but there's more lions to prey on.
Now the 13 versus 20. 20 is the Lakers, who don't even have a mascot, so the 13 is automatically advancing. So we'll discuss that in a second. All right. Now here's a good matchup, and there's a lot of personal biases coming to the fore here. It's the 12 seed is the Spurs, right? Are you familiar with the Spurs mascot?
Yeah, the Coyote, of course. Yeah, everyone knows.
The coyote.
Yeah, I hope it's not up against a bat, because we already know who wins that matchup every time.
Now this Coyote also, he seems to have some kind of mental illness, because his eyes, I mean, he's crazy, which could be good or bad. Now he's going against Crunch the Wolf for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Wow. All right, let's see how big this wolf is.
Yeah, now that's one of the things. So coyotes are – now, I've seen coyotes in my neighborhood. And you know, I'm not saying I hang out with them, but, you know, I'm not deathly terrified. If I saw a wolf in my neighborhood, I'm moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolf, now,
yeah, I think wolves beat coyotes. Yeah, I don't think
so. The wolf is – Crunch is going to advance here. And then the
Spurs mascot should be like a giant spur. It should be like some sort of horseshoe situation.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they got the coyote. I guess it's –
Also, some of these like mascots, there's pictures of them holding a baby.
Yeah.
And I think if like a baby can be held by you without crying, then you should not win in the first round.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good segue, because the Rockets mascot is a bear. And I said how fearsome bears are, but Clutch the
Not
Bear.
Not a bear.
He's a teddy bear.
He's a mouse. Clutch the Bear is a mouse.
Well, what I read was that what I read is that he's a teddy bear. But yeah, but if he's so, and his name is Clutch the Bear. That's literally.
Yeah.
So he is a bear. He looks like
ironically for one of the least clutch franchises, they have Clutch the Bear, who's a mouse.
So it's funny you say that, because the reason that his name is Clutch, you're on his Wikipedia page. You can see it. You see why his name is Clutch?
No, I'm not on his Wikipedia page.
Okay. So the reason that Clutch the Bear's name is Clutch is because the Houston Chronicle, after in 1993, the Rockets blew a 20-point lead in the playoffs.
Yeah.
1994, excuse me, the year they won the finals. They blew a 20-point lead in some game. And the Houston Chronicles
headline. And then they won by one.
And the Houston Chronicles headline was Choke City. And then when they ended up winning the championship later that year, they ironically called themselves Clutch City to mock the previous Choke City headline. And so Clutch the Bear's nickname is, he does look sort of mouse-ish. Clutch the Rocket Bear took his name from the fact that they won the title in the 94. Anyways, he's in a lot of trouble because he's, you know, he's a teddy bear and he's going up against the Cavs. The Cavs have two mascots. The first one is Moondog, who's some kind of dog, not that fearsome. But the second one is Sir Cece, a knight, and Sir Cece has a sword.
Yeah, that's tough.
So, you know, Sir Cece's sword, I think, is enough for him to beat this this teddy bear.
Yeah, I think it's a mouse. I think you don't even need, he doesn't even need the sword to beat the mouse.
Okay, good. So we agree so far on the left half of the bracket on the first one. Let's jump to the right half. The Golden State Warriors do not have a mascot as they move to San Francisco, but their previous mascot, his name was Thunder, which is ironic since that's another team in the league.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a mascot anymore, you're losing.
Yeah, but they get a first round bye by automatic. Now they are going to get now the 15-18 matchup, the team that will probably beat them. The 15 is the Nets, who also don't have a mascot. They had a mascot for.
By the way, I think we should just do NBA today, and we could do the other sports another time.
That's fine.
It sounds like there's a whole podcast.
Yeah. All right. So the 15 seed is the Brooklyn Knights. They don't have a mascot. The Brooklyn Nets, excuse me. They don't have a mascot.
They used to have the Knights, but they sort of got rid of it.
They had Brooklyn Knight. This guy came for a couple weeks. He was terrible. They got rid of him. So, and he's going against Slamson the Lion, who's Slamson the Lion, by the way, is a very good name for a mascot. That's for the Kings, by the way.
It's a good name. He's not the scariest lion out there.
Yeah, he's a little too lovable looking. But again, like the Brooklyn Knight couldn't even survive without a battle for like more than a couple weeks. So I think Slamson is advancing here.
Yeah, Slamson wins here.
All right. Now let's go to the 10-23. Now the 10 is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, by the way, the Sonics had Squatch, which was a Sasquatch, which was very fearsome. Unfortunately, the Thunder also have a good one. It's Rumble the Bison. They can't have a Thunder because the Warriors have a Thunder. Bison are quite large animals. Takes a lot to bring them down. They're going against the Pelicans, Pierre the Pelican.
Yeah, I think he's one of the more well-known mascots in the league, the Pelican.
Yeah, he's pretty new on the scene. Pelicans are pretty strong as birds go, but Bison are just enormous animals. So I think Rumble is going to advance here.
I agree. Rumble wins.
All right. The next matchup, I go the other way. I go bird over non-bird, whatever you call it. The seventh seed is the 76ers. Their mascot is Franklin the Dog, and he's a soft, furry blue dog. He looks very, very lovable, but very not harmful. And he's going against Harry the Hawk. So I think this hawk is definitely beating this dog here.
Yeah, Franklin looks like a reject from Sesame Street.
Yeah, he's much too tame.
And the Hawks guy... I don't know. What do you think about this Hawks dude, Harry the Hawk?
Well, I'm not saying he'll go far, but he's definitely beating Franklin the Dog.
Okay, Harry the Hawk, you advance over Franklin.
All right, now the 3 seed Bengal the Buck, Fear the Deer, they have a bye because the Knicks are the 30 seed, don't have a mascot, so he advances. All right, now we got 14 versus 19. This is an interesting matchup. So in the 14 spot, we have the Orlando Magic with Stuff the Magic Dragon. First of all, incredible name. Second of all, he's a dragon, which means he breathes fire, and he's magic. So he's going to be very hard to beat. I mean, he has literal magical power.
You'd think that Stuff the Magic Dragon would be a top five favorite.
Yeah.
I'd say Stuff's real downfall is that he's like very friendly looking. I don't know if it's magical.
I think he tricks you.
He's got like all these wacky like plastic things coming out of his shoulders and stuff.
Now, the interesting thing is he's going against the Heat. Their Heat mascot's name is Bernie. And he is a...
It's just Bernie Sanders.
Well, he lives in South Florida, so he's an old Jew, It's a rough anthropomorphic depiction of the fireball featured on the team's logo. So it's basically a lovable fireball. But the problem is the dragons shoot fire and are impervious to fire. So, a fireball could beat a lot of people, but it's a tough first-round matchup for him. So Stuff is...
It's really not clear what Bernie is, but Bernie loses.
Well, according to Wikipedia, he's a fireball. So, all right. Now we have
his nose is a basketball.
The 11th seed is the Pacers. Their mascot is Boomer, who's some kind of a cat.
Yeah.
And he's going against 22, the Grizz. Grizz, which is a blue Chewbacca looking thing, but I'm going to assume it's a blue grizzly bear. So,
the Pacers mascot is wacky. I could see him doing some dunks, but in terms of fighting, I don't think that's his game.
Yeah, he's not destroying Grizz. So, Grizz definitely advancing here. And then the last first round matchup. The 6 seed, the Trailblazers, who's
Grizz also doesn't smile. Grizz Grizz looks really scary. If you walk down a dark alley and you saw Grizz,
you're crossing to the other side. Now that's because you're racist against grizzly bears. But
yes.
All right. So our last matchup in the first round is Blaze the Trail Cat, who would be good if you're lost on a trail, I guess. But he's going to be in a little bit of trouble against Benny the Bull. Benny the Bull, not just a Hall of Fame mascot, but bulls are very fearsome animals, obviously. You know, they kill lots of people in Spain every year. I always root for the Bulls, obviously, in the running Bulls. And here I think
Blaze is like the worst mascot in the league. Like, what is it? It's a weird thing. I don't even know what it is.
He's an albino cat of some sort. He's a hairless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Benny the Bull advances there. So that we got our first round done, right?
Okay.
All right. Let's jump into the first round. Now, my initial assumption, now we got the one versus the 16. The one is the Raptor. And my initial assumption is the Raptor is a fearsome dinosaur, probably going to win the whole thing. Toronto sweeping all the awards in the NBA this year, all the championships.
I mean, obviously it's the money favorite. It's a dinosaur.
Well, hold on. But do you know how big a Raptor is?
How big is a Raptor?
About 15 pounds.
Jurassic Park.
About 15 pounds. It's like the size of a cat. It's very small, or a small dog.
Yeah, it's pretty scary to think if that could have beat up a lion or a gorilla or something.
Yeah, so it seems scary, but when Hooper the horse meets this raptor, he gives him one swift kick and the raptor's dead.
If you want to say that the lion beats the raptor, we could talk, but the horse is not beating a dinosaur.
First of all,
the dinosaur beats the horse. We're not having this discussion.
First of all, okay.
It's a dinosaur.
Dinosaur just means that it's an animal that went extinct. So
imagine how bad the Jurassic Park scene would have been if in that lab, if it was a horse running around loose instead of those two velociraptors.
I think you're underrating how fearsome the horses and bulls, all those kinds of animals, they're very big.
Has sharp teeth in the mascot.
Yeah. You know what? He can't get close to Hooper because Hooper kicks him. Hooper's got the longer reach. Hooper is a horse. He's very tall and long.
Do we know how fast raptors were supposed to run?
But what's he going to run away? He's got to attack. That's how he's got to do. If he could fly in an octagon,
you can't run too far, yeah, right?
He's the size of a chicken, according to some scientists.
All right. So, the raptor has to beat the horse. This is absurd. No, it's a horse.
It's a horse. A horse against a sharp-toothed chicken. That's how you got to think of this matchup.
You are really denigrating all dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Call them sharp-toothed chickens.
Well, I'm not even going to fight here because it's going to lose in the next round.
If this is a T-Rex, then obviously we wouldn't even need to have the bracket. I think we agree with that.
You have a Tyrannosaurus. Yes, but spoiler alert, there's another dinosaur mascot, and it's going to the Final Four of all sports, but in another sport. So I have all respect for dinosaurs. It's just that a raptor – by the way, the very –
Are you all dinosaur mattering us? Because I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I have to admit something. When I first made this bracket last night, I did have the raptor winning it all. And then when I was in the Final Four, I was doing some research on the raptor against the other dinosaur. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, wait, raptors are actually tiny.
I hope your wife listens to this podcast. Because I bet you told her, she's like, I want to watch Netflix. Oh, and you're like, no, I don't know, I'm working. Exactly. My partner is going to kill me. She didn't know that your partner is me.
Yeah. So let's put a pin in this Hooper versus Raptor thing. Because on the other side, we have Champ, who's another horse, and Mavs Man going against the Jazz Bear. And this bear makes quick work of both of them.
I think he beats both of them.
Yeah.
I think the bear beats both of them.
So Jazz Bear advances. And by the way, Jazz Bear in his picture, he looks ferocious. He's doing
he's very scary. Now, Jazz Bear versus Clutch the Bear, that would be quite a matchup. Jazz Bear has two teeth.
Yeah. Now, okay. So Jazz Bear beats Hooper or Raptor. It doesn't even matter. Jazz Bear is going to the Final Four from this region.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So we don't even need to keep fighting about Raptor versus Hooper.
Slamson the Lion is the one with two teeth.
Yeah. All right. So Jazz Bear, welcome to the Final Four. All right. Let's go to the southwestern region. So we have the Gorilla, the 29 seed, who wins in the first round. It's going up against the 13 seed, who we didn't mention because it had a first round bye against the mascot-less Lakers. And
what's the Gorilla's name?
The Gorilla's name is the Gorilla.
Okay.
Some places I've seen Go Gorilla, but it generally it's the Gorilla.
Yeah. Go Gorilla.
Yeah. All right. The Clippers mascot is Chuck the Condor. It's a bird.
Yeah. Scary bird.
Yeah.
Amongst birds.
This gorilla literally rips it into pieces instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think yes. The only win the Grizzlies will get against the Clippers this year.
Yeah. Now we have Crunch the Wolf against Moondog and Sirsisi. And this Moondog is in a lot of trouble against a wolf, which is a much more fearsome version of him. And I think we've seen what weak, pathetic knights like the Cavs knight, how they fare against dire wolves in Game of Thrones. So I think Crunch destroys these Cavs and goes on to
didn't even say goodbye to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, then the gorilla beats Crunch because a wolf is good. I just think gorillas are like the most roided out humans, basically.
Yeah. Gorillas are really made for the octagon. Yeah. I would agree.
All right. So we have Gorilla and Jazz Bear in the Final Four. Let's jump to the other side. We have the Golden State Warriors mascot Thunder going up against Slamson the Lion. Slamson the Lion advances. Yeah. And then we have Rumble the Bison against Harry the Hawk, and the Bison has to advance here, I think. He's huge. But Bison.
Yeah, the Bison is one of the bigger mascots.
Yeah. All right, and then we have Slams on the Line against Rumble the Bison. And again, here, I think the Bison advances because in real life, it takes several lions to bring down a bison. And Slamson is a very soft, weak-looking lion, as lions go.
Saying that the bison beats the lion is rough. Now, Rumble is
huge. Watch Animal Planet?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of bison beating lions. Yeah, he's got the horns.
No, they do.
It's not a lovable mascot, but they did a good job of making it like scary, but not scary.
It'll take 4 to 6 lions to target one baby bison. They try and separate a baby from the parents because the lions know they don't have a chance. It's just the size thing. A lion weighs, 120 pounds. A bison weighs like 10 times that.
Yeah. So I'm really down on lions as the king of the jungle after hearing all this from you.
Yeah, the lions are really just cruising on their reputation.
Oh my gosh. They're system kings of the jungle.
Yeah. All right. So Rumble the Bison, he's in the final four. All right. Now let's get to the last region. Bengal the Buck is going against Stuff the Magic Dragon. And again, between the magic and the fireballs, this buck is toasted, I think.
Yeah. Bengal the Buck, he seems a little, he's out of his element here.
Yeah. And then I think the toughest second round matchup is Grizz against Benny the Bull. And I give this one to Benny the Bull.
This is really close.
But it's close. Yeah.
Grizz looks like he's won some MMA fights before.
I'm just not sure. Is he actually a grizzly bear? It doesn't say anywhere.
I think Grizz beats Benny the Bull, honestly.
All right, that's fine.
Grizz is a born fighter. Benny the Bull seems like a weak.
I mean, Benny the Bull is at least.
Benny the Bull is one of the better, is like one of the better mascots, actually.
Yeah.
But I don't think this octagon is for him.
All right, fine. So we have Grizz advancing over Benny the Bull. But then Stuff the Magic Dragon beats Grizz because, again, he's got magic. He's got fireballs. So.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So in our final four, we have Jazz Bear against the Gorilla, which is a great matchup. And then we have Rumble the Bison against Stuff the Magic Dragon. So first, Jazz Bear versus Gorilla.
Jazz Bear versus Gorilla.
Well, what's your take here?
This is tough. I mean, all right. So what's the tale of the tape? So Jazz Bear is he's got his dukes up in the picture I'm looking for. He's bigger, a fighter.
He's bigger, but he doesn't have the reach of the gorilla. Bears have
very small got big time mitts though. He's got like Kawaii-ish hands.
Well, but so does the gorilla. I mean, look at the gorilla. The entire gorilla's body looks he looks like the mountain in Game of Thrones. He's a roided out beast. I think the gorilla wins this one.
Well, the gorilla's famous for like dunking. He's more of a finesse mascot than a power mascot.
It's funny you say that because the Jazz Bear picture on Wikipedia, he's literally dunking through the legs, J.R. Ryder style. Well,
I think a lot of the mascots, their shtick is to dunk, right?
I think that's like the core part of the tryout when you're trying to become an NBA mascot. I'm going to vote Gorilla here, but it's a fearsome matchup.
Yeah, this is tough. Fine, I'll take the Gorilla.
All right, and then Rumble.
But I don't think it matters.
Yeah, Rumble. Stuff the Magic Dragon is winning this whole thing. He's beating Rumble the Bison. Stuff the
Magic Dragon beats Rumble the Bison, and then I think Stuff the Magic Dragon could beat the Gorilla and the Bison and the Bear or whatever all together.
Now, I think we need to do more research into what exactly his magical powers are.
Yeah, no, I would be willing to hear a case against Stuff the Magic Dragon that he has a lot of plastic on him. What are Stuff the Magic Dragon's weaknesses, I would like to know.
Well, again, I don't
know. Should this have been the live Renap show? Because Rob doesn't know like the NBA that well. We could have just like shown him the mascots and been like, hey, what do you think? And maybe he would have had good takes.
So lesson learned. We made a mistake. I'm having fun. Let's keep going to the next league.
Oh, I think this was good, but I think we should just do one. We're going to do
three more of these the next 3 weeks.
But then, not in the next 3 weeks, like in the next 3 years. I don't know. It's like could become a tradition.
All right. So all my hard work in the other three leagues for naught.
Did you have Stuff the Magic Dragon winning at all?
Of the four champions, I did not choose a winner because I thought that merited more conversation.
Well, if you want to just do the final four now, we could do it. But if you want to save it for another time, we could do the...
It's your call. I mean, if you want
to... Let's just do one more league, okay? Let's do one more league.
Fine. So let's do the NFL. How about that?
Fine. What do you choose?
Baseball, football, hockey? What do you want to do?
It's baseball season. Let's do baseball.
Okay. All right. So we're jumping to baseball. You have the bracket in front of you. We are going to start with the one. This is based on their records at the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other problem. If we do this at another time, then obviously the whole seating would change. So I have to
go
brackets. But all right. Okay, so baseball, the Dodgers are the one seed. They don't even have a mascot, so we'll get back to them in a second. 16 versus 17. So the 16 is the swinging friar for the San Diego Padres. You know, he's a man of the cloth. I don't know, you know, how much of a fighter he is. And yeah. So he's going against the 17, the Cardinals, who don't have very good mascots, but they are going to beat him, I think. It's Fred Bird, who's a Cardinal, and then Rally Squirrel, who's a Squirrel. So they're not going to beat a lot of people, but they have a good first-round matchup here.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, right away, we have Mr. and Mrs. Met, the 24 seed, going against Wally the Green Monster and his sister Tessie for the Boston Red Sox.
Mr. Met, so it's like a mixed. It's like a mixed tag.
Yeah, it's doubles. It's mixed doubles. Mr. Met, one of the greatest mascots, was also the first mascot in Major League Baseball. So I appreciate Mr. Met, but as a fighter, I mean, Wally's a monster. A monster beats a human in every time.
Okay, you just said something really crazy. What's Mr. Met is not a human. He's got a baseball head.
Okay, but the rest of his body is human.
Mr. Met is not human. He's a baseball.
Okay. Well, okay, so he's a baseball with a body. Fine. I mean,
AJ Mass is. I've been on podcasts with AJ Mass. He's the original Mr. Met, right? We could ask him.
Well, he's not the original. Mr. Met dates back to 1964.
No, but he's the original of the new era. He went away for a while.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I believe that
so
then
he brought him back. If he's a baseball, are you arguing that
someone tweeted HMS and say, is Mr. Met a human?
Is Mr. Met capable then of throwing himself as a baseball like 100 miles an hour? Because if so, then he can throw himself at Wally's head and possibly kill Wally that way.
Oh, yeah. If he could use himself as a baseball, I do think that would help himself in this tournament.
See, to me, it's just monster beats human or humanoid.
What are a monster's capabilities? Like, he is a green monster, but like. Are you saying Elmo could beat anybody in this tournament? Because Elmo's a monster.
Yeah, but you know, a little lovable furry monster.
Yeah, but okay, so Cookie Monster would tear through this bracket.
Mr. and Mrs. Met have no fighting skills that we've ever seen.
I don't know anything. I don't even know what Tessa looks like.
Tessie looks like Wally, but she's a woman.
Oh, sure, because he's from Boston. He would only marry someone who looks like him. I get it.
No, it's his sister.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. They'd have to represent a different region of the country if they're... Okay. All right. I don't even care. If you want to put Mr. and Mrs. Met ahead, it doesn't matter. I think that they're losing.
Yeah, anymore. Mr. Met is beating the Green Monster. Fine. It's not going to win the tournament, but...
Fine. I'll give you that. Mr. Met over Green Monster. That's fine. All right. Now, the 8 versus 25. The 8 is for the Oakland A's, Stomper. The A's used to be more elephant-based in Philadelphia and in Kansas City. They don't really do elephants too much anymore. But an elephant is obviously the largest of the animals and fearsome. I mean, it takes a lot to bring down an elephant. And I don't think they're going to be brought down by the 25 seed, which is the Mariner Moose. Again, a moose is pretty strong, could go pretty far, but Stomper stomps him.
Yeah, I like the fact that there is an elephant mascot. It's a kind of a friendly elephant.
Well, elephants are friendly until you piss them off. Then they have a good memory they never forget.
I think the Mariners mascot is a better mascot, but I agree.
It's more impressive looking.
It's also, isn't it like cultural appropriation from like Canada that the Seattle and like Northwest team has a moose?
Well, I mean, I would say Minnesota. We have meese in Minnesota. Mooses? Meese?
Mice. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. All right. Okay. All right. 4 versus 25. 4 for the Twins is TC Bear. I've already established my opinion that bears are very fearsome in this tournament. And we already had a bear versus a lion because the 29 seed is Slugger with 3 R's for the Kansas City Royals. I'm not even sure if he is a lion. I assume he is, but he has like his head sort of looks like the Night King in Game of Thrones. He's got like a crown built into his skull.
His head is a crown.
Yeah. And sort of like the Night King, I think he just sort of walks around and people are afraid of him. But I think this bear rips this thing to shreds.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lion versus a bear, but I agree. The lion loses to the bear here.
Yeah. All right, now, the 13th seed, the Philly Fanatic, one of the all-time great mascots, as mascots go. And he has a very good first-round matchup because he's going against the Pirate Parrot. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they could go with an actual pirate with a sword. Instead, they go with a parrot. And parrots are small.
I guess it's hard to have it's hard to have a human because then you have to have the same guy and then he gets a big head like the
you can have him in an out like in an outfit, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the Philly Fanatic is going
Fanatic is a monster. It's just a monster. It's like Telly Monster.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, and I don't know.
I'd say that big nose is a detriment in the octagon also.
Grab it. Yeah, I don't think Philly Fanatic is going very far, but I think he beats
one honk on that nose, although maybe that's like a foul. Maybe that's against the rules.
No, there's no rules. But he's beating the parrot for sure, because parrots are one of the weakest entrants to this tournament, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now we got 12 versus 21. 12 is the Cubs mascot, Clark. Came out a couple years ago, went viral for the wrong reasons. He doesn't wear pants, and he is a young cub, is how he's described. So whereas I said that bears are very fearsome, this is a young cub. So he hasn't grown up yet. He hasn't learned how to fight. And he's going against the White Sox mascot, which is Southpaw.
Yeah. Oh, so this is an all-Chicago matchup.
Yes.
But the Cubs mascot is a lion.
No, it's a young cub.
What's that, a bear?
Yeah, it's Clark the bear.
It looks like a lion, though.
Well, I mean, you can say he looks like whatever you think.
I mean, it doesn't matter. He's beating the White Sox mascot because it's just like an ugly monster.
Yeah, he is by his own description, Clark is a young cub. How is a child? Mm-hmm. How is a baby bear beating this full grown disturbing monster, whatever the hell he is?
Because it's like a friendly dorky monster. A monster can't beat a lion. Everyone knows that.
All right. I mean, disagree with you, but I'll let it go. It's not a lion. It's a bear.
Whatever. It can't beat a bear. Baby bear is still fierce. It's not that small. It's got like facial hair.
Okay. So I tried to let the White Sox beat the Cubs for once in Chicago, but you're insisting the other way. So all right. Mm-hmm. So we're giving it to Clark.
By the way, speaking of White Sox, didn't White Sox fan and listener Cantor message you that he did a podcast? Am I crazy?
Yeah. A few minutes ago, he messaged me to say he had just done a podcast for our network.
What is happening? We don't even have a network.
I know.
So shouldn't we have to ask like Eric permission? Eric, pays for our hosting and storage every month for free, that we're just adding podcasts to this network.
Yeah, I mean, people don't even ask us now; they just do it.
People literally didn't ask us; they just did a podcast and they're posting it on 32 Fans.
Well, he hasn't posted yet. He just asked if he could.
Why can't we have like? All right, I get sometimes like the Gimlet podcast, like Reply All or one of those. Will like, hey, the first episode is on our feed, but then like, go out on your own, young bucks, and make your own way in the world. Why do they need to suck on the 32 Fans' teat indefinitely?
Yeah, well, and that might be a good idea for the Sammy's monthly movie pod to spin off that way. But yeah, but this one involves neither Will nor Sammy. It's just Cantor and a couple other people. I think Ob is one of them.
So, he said me and Zach. I don't even know who's. I mean, we know lots of Zachs. Zach, yeah. Zach Morris.
Well, wasn't Zach Brooks on the movie podcast recently? So maybe
it could be Zach Brooks,
yeah,
but it could be a Zach that he's friends with. We don't even know.
Cantor said to me, he says, by the way, we're going to be doing a monthly MCU podcast. I'm like, oh, you are you?
No, they're not. I mean, that's absurd.
Because I didn't respond within like 2 minutes. He says to me, shtika kehoda'a, which in Talmudic terms means that if you do not respond, it's a deemed.
He's very, that guy Cantor is also, if you don't respond to his WhatsApps or his messages within 5 minutes, he'll send you four more on other sites, like just to make sure that you're alive. Like he needs recognition that you saw.
So anyhow, yeah. So we'll see what happens with that podcast. But anyways, let's finish this bracket here. So we got the 5 versus 28. 5 is the Braves' new mascot, Blooper, who seems like a ripoff of the Fanatic or any of these other random monsters. Southpaw. I don't know what he is, and he's in a lot of trouble because he's going against the Tiger. The only Tiger mascot, I think, in the Big Four sports is Paws, the Tiger
Now, speaking of ripoffs, Paws is famously, of course, just a complete ripoff of Tony the Tiger. Like
it's Tony the Tiger with a Tiger's jersey.
Tiger's hat, and that's it, and a jersey. Like, it's absurd.
And Paws is not a very fearsome name, but if you think that a baby cub can destroy a monster, then for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, Paws is ripping him apart, but Paws is a joke of a mascot.
All right, yeah, not a good mascot, but a good fighter. All right, let's go to the other side. So the Yankees, the 2 seed, will come back to them. All right, the 15 versus 18. The 15 is the Diamondbacks. They have 2 mascots. They have Baxter the Bobcat. Bobcats are not very big. They're probably good fighters, but again, I think you need a lot of them, and he's just got one. And then they have a Lucador, which is like a Spanish, Mexican masked wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on over there.
I think it's just the Baxter. I think Baxter is the longtime main mask.
Either way, they have a very easy bracket because they're starting at the 18 seed is the Angels, who have had a bunch of mascots over the years. Their most recent one is the Rally Monkey from 2002. Very small monkey. Yeah. So the Bobcat's beating the monkey.
Yeah, the Bobcat wins.
Yeah. All right, the 10 versus 23. 10 is the Rangers captain. His name is Rangers Captain. He's a horse. I've already established, I think horses are pretty big. He's
awful name. Just a hideously bad name. Rangers Captain.
Now he's going against the Giants mascot, who is named Lucille, which is a good Arrested Development joke. Lucille is a seal. And, seals are lovable. And,
let's talk about what Rangers Captain is. Because you think, like, okay, it's like a Texas Ranger.
He's a horse.
It's a horse.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I guess because cowboys and Rangers ride horses. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Giants, who have amazing potential for mascots, and the door is wide open because the New York Giants don't even bother fielding one, they go with a seal, and I get it because, you know, McCovey Cove and all that.
Yes. But
it's weird that there's no giant mascot. You know, 1-1 maybe could be in the market for a mascot.
So, the seal wins here, but the seal...
No, the horse wins. Correct. Seals aren't beating anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Seals are chubby.
It's not even a horse.
It's not a horse. It's like a man horse. Okay. To me, I don't know. I guess a man beats a seal also. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. Now we got the 7 versus the 26. The 7, the Indians mascot Slider, another one of these Philly Fanatic ripoffs. He was actually in 1990 when he was created. It says he was inspired by the Philly Fanatic. So he's a pink Philly Fanatic, basically. He's going against Billy the Marlin. Billy the Marlin, he spears you with that nose and you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine he goes too far in this tournament. The nose looks very sharp.
Yeah.
It kind of looks plasticky also. There must be, in terms of what would be the hottest thing to be inside, I feel like Billy Marlin's head is up there.
Especially in Miami in July. Yeah,
it sounds like a nightmare. I wonder if he's not in there.
There's got to be some kind of cooling apparatus in there.
I wonder if some of these do have a cooling apparatus. I mean, there's also no one to talk to at these games. Yeah, he probably just sit inside.
He's slicing up a slider, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Now the 3 versus 33 is for the Astros Orbit, who's an alien. Now, because we've never actually met real aliens, I have no idea what his capabilities are.
And some people say they don't even exist.
Yeah, but he's going against an Oriole. So Orioles are not exactly fearsome fighters, and they're pretty small.
So, but is he really listed as an alien? Because to me,
he's an alien. That's
like
how he's
a grass alien, though. He's just like the grass green, from the field.
I'm not saying he's going far, but he's beating an Oriole.
That's an awful mascot.
Yeah. By the way, the Orioles mascot is his name is the Oriole Bird. Which is kind of like calling like your lion, the lion animal. Like, we know that Orioles are birds. I'm not sure why that's necessary, but that's his name. All right.
Is that, like Met fans they'll invite Mr. Met to like a bar mitzvah or a sweet 16 or a wedding.
Nobody's inviting most of these mascots.
Nobody's invited. Like, can you imagine if I like invited the Astros mascot? Like, people wouldn't even know who he was. Not one person would take a picture with him.
Yeah. Now, if you're from Houston and we're underestimating his reach in the Houston metro area, let us know.
I don't think so.
But yeah. The Metroplex.
They'd rather get like J.J. Watt to the wedding or something.
Yeah. All right. The 14th seed is the Brewers. They have two mascots. They have Bernie Brewer, who's
one of the more famous baseball mascots.
He's the more famous one. He's got a nice big handlebar mustache.
But he's a person.
Yeah, he's a guy who brews beer. He's not going to be very fearsome. And then their other mascot is Barrel Man, who is literally a barrel of beer. Now, Barrel Man has a bat always as part of his mascot.
Yeah.
So as part of his uniform. So he can beat you with the bat. The problem is that Bernie and Barrel are going up against the Colorado Rockies mascot, which is Dinger, who's a Triceratops.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So these two are in trouble. So Dinger advances, obviously. Now we have a 4-on-1 matchup because.
Oh, no. Is this the Reds?
Yeah. The Reds don't know what's going on in the world of mascots.
They don't know what's going on.
And this is, if you have four mascots, you have no mascots. So the 11 seed for the Nationals, I would argue the worst named mascot in all of mascotry. When I say the name Screech, what comes to mind? A fearsome fighter or a nerdy Jew who later on becomes like a.
Yeah, saved by the smell. Yeah.
So Screech is the name of the bald eagle, but he's still a bald eagle, majestic as he may be.
Their mascot should just be the four presidents, right?
Yeah. Then there's on the mascots' websites, they also list like the sausages in Milwaukee and the presidents. Yeah, but their official mascot is Screech, who's a bald eagle.
This is maybe the least powerful matchup we've had. I think the Reds win just because they have four people.
Well, okay. So the Reds' mascots are the first one is Gapper, who's some generic red monster. Okay.
Yeah, very generic.
Then you have Mr. Red. Then you have Mr. Red Legs. Mr. Red Legs is the famous one with the big mustache that looks
A thruple.
Yeah, then you have Rosie Red. So Mr. Red Legs goes with Rosie Red, and I want to know who's having sex with Mr. Red.
we want to know who is which ball is.
So if you understand the familiar – and Mr. Red, by the way, looks like he was made for $3.
Mr. Red looks very sad.
Yeah.
Mr. Red Legs has the amazing mustache. Yeah, he's obviously the best.
But I'm saying this eagle is flying around from above and is diving and pecking them to death one at a time. He picks them
all four of them. I don't know. One of them I would get, but all four of them, I like the Reds' chances.
I mean, the bald eagle. I mean, you're anti-America, obviously, but
and one of them's a monster. You think monsters are powerful?
Yeah, but bald eagles are like the most majestic of birds. He can fly away from these idiots.
You have to stay in the octagon. He can't fly too far.
Well, but the octagon, is there a ceiling limit? No. So he flies, you know, I think.
So you have to just be above the octagon? Is that the rule?
If you could fly, you could fly. I think that the Reds, they Mr. Red and Mr. Red Legs start fighting over Rosie. And then, yeah. You know, I'm going with Screech here.
Okay.
Are you going to agree with me or?
Yeah, I'm fine.
This is critical. All right.
Last one.
Last first round matchup is the sixth seed is the Rays mascot, DJ Kitty. He's a little kitty cat who is a DJ and plays music. So he is not going very far.
It's a new mascot, I think, right? Their mascot used to be Raymond, generic
brand
monster.
New. By the way, the Rays are named after an animal, and yet their mascot is a totally different animal.
Weird. Yeah. It's a little weird.
Now, the Blue Jays have two mascots. Ace is their main mascot. He's an adult mm-hmm. Blue Jay. And then Junior is a little kid Blue Jay. So I don't think that these two are going
very far. What is Ace? Ace isn't even a monster.
No, Ace is a Blue Jay. He's a bird.
He's a Blue Jay. He's a Blue Jay.
And then Junior is his younger brother.
Okay.
Or maybe his son. They're beating DJ Kitty because he's a cat who plays music. All right. Okay. Let's stay here. Ace and
Junior. Parents probably pay for his rent. And
Ace and Junior against Screech. The Eagle beats the Blue Jay every day of the week.
For sure.
All right. Orbit against Dinger. Again, it's a Triceratops against some alien. So Dinger.
Yes.
There. And then mm-hmm. Dinger beats Screech. Dinger's in the final four.
Okay. Mazel tov to Dinger.
Yeah. All right. Rangers captain. Is against Billy the Marlin, and you know he's a horse or whatever. He's Billy the Marlin again, spears him with his nose, and I think
The Rangers captain wins here.
So you didn't even want Rangers captain to beat who did he face in the first round again?
Yeah, but this is a Marlin. Marlin's not like it's not a shark.
I mean, but it has that sharp nose. What weapon he has?
You
his
think a
weapon.
Fish is gonna beat up a horse is absurd. The horse will step on the Marlin. Game over.
I mean, Marlins are pretty big, aren't they?
The horse is big. It's freaking...
Hold on a second. I just want to point out that if a seal meets a marlin in the wild, the marlin is winning every single time in the sea. And yet you wanted the seal...
The horse is beating the marlin. No, the horse is beating the marlin.
You wanted the seal to beat the horse. So if
I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay. The horse beats the marlin.
Whatever. It'll lose the next round. I'll give that to you. I thought the marlin was going to win that, but that's fine. All right. And then... And then we have Baxter the Bobcat and the Lucador against the Yankees mascot, who's a dandy. He's a guy from like the 1920s or whatever. So he looks.
Yeah, it's not even the mascot anymore. Baxter wins.
All right, so Baxter wins, and then Baxter beats the horse. Bobcats aren't that, but we also have Lucador, you know, who's actually a literal wrestler, so has some experience here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Baxter and Lucador advance.
He's a professional. He's a fake professional wrestler. I don't know if that helps. Yeah.
All right. So congratulations to Baxter and Lucador. You're in the final four. All right. Let's go to the other side. The Dodgers don't have a mascot. So Fred Bird and Rally Squirrel, a squirrel and a cardinal, two of the weak. I mean, these two live in my backyard. They're not fearsome at all. My two-year-old isn't afraid of them. But mm-hmm. they got a great matchup. In the first round, they faced a friar. And in the next matchup, they faced the Dodgers, who don't even have a mascot. So Fred Bird and Rally Squirrel are advancing to the Elite Eight by default.
Okay.
Mr. Met goes up against Stomper, and Stomper the elephant destroys Mr.
Yeah, he stomps on Mr. and Mrs. Met.
And then, of course, Stomper stomps on Fred Bird and Rally Squirrel.
Yeah, Stomper's really – nobody's come within 30 of Stomper. Yeah,
so Stomper's in the final four. All right, TC Bear against Philly Fanatic. Again, I don't even know what Fanatic is. I think the Bear beats the Fanatic.
Yeah, Bear beats Fanatic every time.
And then Paws the Tiger against Clark the Cub. Paws the adult tiger beats the Bear.
Yeah, Paws is kind of scary.
Yeah, and now we
knock off Tony Tiger.
Now we have Bear against Tiger in the last battle for the final four, and I have the Bear here as well.
What kind of bear is it? I feel like Bear versus Tiger depends on the bear.
All right, so let's do some research.
Yeah. What's the bear's name again?
His name is TC. Now he's modeled after Ham's Beer Bear, a mascot used in advertisements for Ham's Brewery, an early sponsor of the Twins. TC is, of course, for Twin Cities. Their old mascot, by the way, was Twinkie, who would not have got very far.
Now, should we have the TC Bear go through just in case we meet him? Because I don't want people starting rumors. We're going to be at the stadium 2 days in a row that we had him lose to Paws.
Yeah.
Can we show him the bracket and say, like, maybe we'll, like, kiss up to him by having him have, like, made the finals?
Well, I think he makes the final four. I think he beats Paws, but he's going against Stomper. An elephant is just too big for a bear to handle in the next round. So even
okay,
if we have,
fine. So he wins this, but he loses the Stomper.
Stomper advances there, and then Dinger the Triceratops beats Baxter and Lucador. And we have Stomper versus Dinger. It's a great final, but again, it's literally a triceratops. He's as big as an elephant, and he's got like all kinds of plates on his back and horns on his face. And so Dinger, the triceratops, is winning baseball, right?
So you think, I mean, I get a triceratops beating an elephant isn't a hot take, but the Dinger is not like especially ferocious. Like he's purple. He's more like Barney, the dinosaur.
Well, he looks lovable, but he has the fighting skills of a triceratops.
A triceratops definitely beat elephants. Yeah, I mean, elephants are not fighters. Like, they can fight, but no,
okay, a triceratops size is 13,000 to 26,000 pounds, okay?
Yeah, so an elephant is the same size.
Elephant size is...
aren't they 10 tons?
The max, no. The max elephant, an African bush elephant is 13,000. An African forest elephant is 6,000. So basically, the biggest elephant is as big as the smallest triceratops.
Okay.
When you were like waxing poetic about dinosaurs and the raptor, like you know, that's the size of a chicken. This thing, this triceratops, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
I mean, a triceratops is much more fearsome than anything that exists today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than the nuclear weapons, I guess, and global warming. All right. Okay. So congratulations to Dinger, the Colorado Rockies mascot, who is, why were triceratopses discovered in Colorado or something? Or
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so unclear why that's the mascot. I could do some more research.
There was a New Yorker article a couple months ago about like this guy who keeps discovering like tons of dinosaur bones and dinosaur fossils somewhere near Colorado, maybe in Colorado.
Okay.
But and like his sort of validity is always questioned. Right. But
so it does say the choice of a dinosaur, specifically a triceratops, was inspired by the discovery of a number of dinosaur fossils, most notably a 7-foot-long, 1,000-pound triceratops skull at Coors Field during its construction.
Wow.
Now, hold on a second. This thing's skull alone is 1,000 pounds.
That's a big head. Heavy as the head that wears the crown of strongest man.
And he was literally living at Coors Field millions of years before its existence, which is...
Yeah, so he knows, like, if the octagon is there, he knows how it works.
Yeah, Dinger has been the Colorado Rockies' biggest fan since he first hatched from his egg at Mile High Stadium. Dinger works year-round promoting physical fitness for thousands of... Oh, so he's teaching people how to get fit. So, yeah, he's definitely fit. He also makes...
Probably got his own MMA gym.
Yeah. He makes appearances at Rockies events, including the 5K home run. Oh, so he's also a runner. He wears black sneakers. So, yeah. His face is a little too friendly, but I think once we get in the ring, he's a lot of trouble for anybody. Mm-hmm. All right, so we did two sports today. Congratulations to Dinger. The winner of our baseball bracket, and congratulations to what did we do? We did the NBA. Who won our NBA bracket again?
Puff the Magic Slam.
Yeah. Stuff the Magic Dragon, who is literally magical. And I think we need to find if we can bring someone from Stuff on the podcast to get more information.
Yeah.
About exactly what
maybe
he does.
Start some trash talk about Dinger. Say that they could beat Dinger.
Yeah.
Mascots talk though.
Well, yeah, they don't talk trash. They act trash, though, for sure.
But they tweet. Mascots tweet, but none of them really are allowed to speak.
And by the way, it's interesting you were talking about, you know, wrestling is fake, because mascots fighting is all fake, because behind closed doors, like, you know, at the end of the day, they're all buddies. They go to the bar together, and, you know, all the mascots seem...
No, the mascots, hey, not in the NHL. The mascots all hate Gritty. Every mascot is so jealous.
Well, Gritty, and we can get to the NHL. I mean, Gritty went very far in my NHL bracket just because
that will be
so terrifying. Gritty. Yeah, he gives you nightmares. Yeah, I don't want to go up against Gritty. And by the way, if you want to keep going, I'm all up for doing the next sport.
No, I think we're good for now. But we have this in our back pocket for like next offseason.
Yeah, I have no idea if any listeners like this, but I enjoyed it. So if you didn't like it, screw it.
No, it's fun.
Eurotrash 67, by the way. He complains, gives us 1 star, and we reward him with a whole...
Yeah, switch this to 5 stars, even if it's inaudible.
And by the way, otherwise all we're doing is we're inspiring people to give us 1 star rating.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. All right, give us a 5-star rating. Maybe we'll make a podcast all about you. Talk to you later. Oh, see you. I'll see you in a couple days.
See you in a few days.
Bye. You gotta fight for your right.